This is episode 23 of the Perth Podcast. I'm all alone in the studio. There's no Stoby. I don't like it. Play the music. Straight into this, we have a special guest today from the Horse Cross who's going to talk to us about live music. That's right, live entertainment and music in Perth. Live and Unlocked Summer Festival. We're joined today by Nick from the Horse Cross. Nick, what's this all about? What have we got?
We're bringing performances back to Perth.
Hooray!
That's what it's all about. You know, it's summer fun and entertainment after quite a long gap.
It's been ages, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been shut for a really long time.
The long-awaited live performances. Isn't it great? We're actually getting to do something again.
You know, it feels like the sun's come out and it's time to take a big step getting back to normal and back to what we do best, which is putting on shows.
Yeah, and I mean, from a staff point of view, this must be a massive relief.
You know, the staff are really excited to have a volume of events. We've done a few small test events so far, and that's been really great. But to have a full festival's worth of programme over a week in the great outdoors, right next door to the concert hall, will be super fun. And I think everyone is really sort of excited and energised and ready to get going.
I think we're more than ready to get going from a public point of view as well. I mean, everyone's gasping, I think, for events of multiple things. And, you know, there's many events that can't go ahead this year, and it's a real shame about that. But I just think it's so invigorating to see something like this. When I saw the lineup appear, you know, on Facebook and stuff, I was like, oh, what's this? And the ears perked up. It was one of these things that I think will get people's attention. So from a point of view then, Live and Unlocked, what's the thinking behind that? Who came up with that?
It was a sort of moment of thinking, like, what are we going to call the series of events that help us come back into presenting shows? Something that tells you exactly what it is, but also gives you a sense of a bit of hope. So I hate to say it, but it was a little bit of a committee decision, but actually I think it pretty much encapsulates what we're trying to do.
I think you've summed it up perfectly, to be honest. And it's this thing where the Unlocked thing, of course. That's bang on the money, that one. But we are at this place where we are needing something, be able to do it outside as well. I mean, you're very fortunate to have that space outside the concert hall where this sort of thing can take place.
Absolutely. And, you know, loads of people will remember the Southern Fried gigs that have happened on that space. You know, we're building a festival plaza site just outside the front doors there, you know, on Mill Street. Everyone knows where we are, and we're going to decorate it and make it look nice and give it that sort of festival-y vibe across the whole week. So, you know, people know that where it is, people will be prepared because, you know, Scotland in July, you can't guarantee it'll be as beautiful as the day we're recording this.
Nick, how dare you?
But, you know, but actually the show will go on irrespective of the weather, and we know that everyone will stick with it because they're desperate for the fun and the entertainment that we're providing.
I think in Scotland we have that phrase, there is no bad weather, just the wrong clothing.
And I
think that will be absolutely true for this as well. From a point of view of, you said there's a bunch of different entertainment acts, give us a couple of examples. What have we got?
We've got a bit of everything in there. There's stuff for the little ones, whether it's a unicorn dance party, which pretty much says what it is on the tin for the under fives.
Not sure it does, Nick, but
you know, it's an interactive dance show for kiddies, basically. We've got some really great local bands that many of you will already know from Southern Fried and from other bits of programming, whether that's Bohemian Monk Machine or Wang Dang Delta, Mad Ferret Band. They're all great fans of playing at the concert hall. Greatly loved by local people, a really great opportunity for them to have gigs again, been away for so long, and hopefully something that people will come out and have a boogie and have a good time. And we've got something for everyone. We've got Olivier Award-winning improv musicals. We've got Scottish opera doing, you know, hits from opera, so think the Three Tenors, but with Scottish singers. We've got some classical accordion music, which is a new one on me, but something that would be a really interesting and fun gig. You know, we've got country music, we've got jazz, we've got everything that you could possibly want for a week of entertainment.
In the sun.
In the sun.
Yeah, absolutely. And from a point of view, I think, what if I'm a punter, I'm coming along, alcohol on sale, food on sale, what's the gist?
We will have alcohol on sale for the evening gigs, but you know, perhaps not for the kiddies shows.
Not for the kids. That's no. Discrimination.
And there will be snacks available. We're not doing a full food offer just yet, but the bar will be open. There'll be snacks, there'll be ice cream, there will be tea and coffee for those who want a bit of a warming drink, and really designed just for people to relax and kick back for a bit.
That's so over needed, right? Yeah. I think we're all gasping for a holiday, and you know, they say a change is as good as a rest, and I think this is exactly what that will provide people in this very long lockdown period.
You know, ever since we've closed, we've had so much support from people in our audiences saying, you know, we can't wait for you to come back, we can't wait to see shows again, we can't wait to go to gigs, to see theatre. And actually, you know, I really think that this is a really brilliant moment for us to go, okay, we're coming.
Yeah.
We're not ready to throw open the doors fully, but we've put this on to keep everyone entertained and to get you back into the habit of coming ready for when we get going again in the autumn.
And I think that's a really good way of putting it as well, the habit thing. I think people have got out of the habit of leaving their house. And so I think there's going to be social anxiety. There's going to be problems there. But of course, you guys are ready for this with this festival.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're not doing anything that is dangerous here. We're really making sure that we keep everyone safe, whether it's the audience, whether it's the artist performing, whether it's the staff. You know, we have run and tested out our systems from the little preview concerts that we did in May and June. So we're really confident that we know how to keep everyone safe and happy whilst also making sure they have a great time.
Absolutely. From the point of view, you mentioned it there yourself then, you know, that your doors have been closed. People haven't been off though, have they? You guys have been working hard in the background.
Yeah, for two closed venues, we've been really busy. So the concert hall has hosted lots and lots of orchestral streaming work over the last 9 months. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra, who regular orchestral audiences will know as appearing here very regularly, have done nearly all of their concerts with us. We've hosted training for Thermo Fisher, who've been making the tubes that COVID tests go in.
Oh, wow.
We've been running the Youth Theatre online, and they did their show outdoors last weekend, which was terrific fun.
And it was. I was there. It was, honestly, it was so funny as well. Not from a laugh point of view, as in I had a laugh. The kids just, you could tell how much they loved that.
There is so much talent there.
There is.
I really think that there are some stars of the making.
Yeah, future stars, definitely. But the whole thing was so well put together as well. This wasn't a half-baked thing. From start to finish, you felt like you were being led through this awesome experience. And the twist at the end, but I won't tell anyone what that was. It was just really quite cool. I loved the full circle that the show came.
Yeah, you know, there's some really amazing creativity there. And, you know, they've put a lot of work into this. And it's only in the last couple of weeks have they been able to come back together in person.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They're all so delighted to have done that, and we look forward to running the Youth Theatre properly and in person from the autumn again. But you know, we've continued to help out other organisations, whether it's offering space for them to film or to stream shows, whether it's hosting other people's touring streamed shows, whether it's our Zoom panto at Christmas last year, which, you know, was a huge hit and got us into the New York Times and seen as far afield as Brazil and New Zealand and Indonesia. Absolutely. Perth Theatre Panto really went far and wide last year.
Brilliant. So busy times ahead, of course. This is the start of the beginning, we hope. This is hopefully us returning to some sort of, I don't say normality, you know, but fingers crossed.
Yeah, I really hope so. I think the signs are good. You know, despite everything that you might hear in the news, actually, there is a positive story out there. There is a step towards normality. And I think we absolutely look forward to launching our autumn season a little bit later in the summer, but also making sure that everyone feels safe and comfortable when they come back. And, you know, the festival is a great way to see how you feel being outdoors. But also when we do get back to indoor programming in the autumn, you know, be assured that we have brilliant ventilation across all of our performance spaces. We will do everything we can to look after you and make you feel safe and to make sure you have a really great night.
Oh, so there's stuff coming in the autumn as well, then. You've got something planned there.
So a lot of the autumn shows are reschedules from the last 12 months when we've been closed, but there is some new stuff in there as well. And most of it is on sale or about to go on sale. So if you start to have a noodle around our website, you might well find something that you want to come and see through the autumn. We'll do a big season launch in a few weeks' time. We've just got to get the festival out of the
way. I was going to say, one step at a time. Let's get this done first.
Absolutely. And you know what? Buy your tickets for the festival because they're really limited. You know, we are working under distancing protocols still, so we can't have a full plaza of people. But we hope that our autumn shows will be back to normal capacities.
Lovely. Been absolutely fabulous having you in. We'll definitely get you back for the autumn one as well, so we can talk about what's coming up there. But as I say, one step at a time. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
And that brings us to the end of episode 23. Usual deal, folks. Subscribe, listen, contact us on Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of stuff. The Perth Podcast. Check us out. See you next time.